Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, a perfect day to be outside. In Jerusalem, clear skies and mild temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze with bright sunshine. Haifa, too, is sunny, making for a pleasant morning. Here are today's headlines. First, a stabbing attack near the village of Auja has left a 24-year-old man moderately injured. This update comes from Israel Hayom, just under an hour ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier this hour that Katz has ordered the IDF to speed up the destruction of Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Maariv informs us of a suspected attack in the valley where a 24-year-old was stabbed. His condition is moderate and the attacker fled. Separately, Axios reports tension in the Michigan Senate race over IPAC's political stance, highlighted earlier today. And finally, The Forward reports that the UK has threatened sanctions after Israel opened bids for E1 settler homes, based on information from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. The Middle East Media Research Institute, known for providing insights into regional affairs, shared just minutes ago that Lebanese activist Rawad Nassar expressed a desire for peace with Israel, contrasting it with Hezbollah's stance. I24 News English, a prominent news broadcaster, reported within the last half hour about the medical treatment provided to the stabbing victim in Auja, noting his moderate condition and full consciousness. Amit Segal, a well-known Israeli journalist, posted just over 30 minutes ago about disturbing footage showing a stabbing incident where the attacker fled the scene. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the stabbing incident near Auja, police forces from the Shai district are actively investigating the scene. The victim was taken to Shara Zedek Hospital in Jerusalem. According to Maariv, the attack highlights ongoing security challenges in the region. The community remains on high alert as authorities pursue the attacker. Turning to military developments, the Jerusalem Post reports that Katz's directive for the IDF to dismantle Hezbollah's structures in southern Lebanon is part of a broader strategy to curb guerrilla threats. This comes as engineering activities continue to ensure better security for Israeli residents along the border. The move could potentially escalate tensions with Hezbollah, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, the Axios report on Mike Rogers and AIPAC underscores a significant shift in political dynamics in the U.S. Voter sentiments over the Gaza conflict have influenced IPAC's standing, affecting its influence in key races. As U.S.-Israel relations evolve, this could reshape foreign policy discussions. Turning to business and markets. First, Captain Haggai Meyer has been elected as the chairman of the Pilots Association in Israel. Maariv Business reports that Meyer, a veteran at El Al, will play a crucial role in navigating the aviation sector's future challenges. Separately, Katech reports that Europe's AI data centers are relocating from major cities to rural areas. This shift is driven by scarce resources, and it may set a precedent for similar moves in Israel's tech industry. And finally, Walla Business highlights the silent economic impact on Israel as the U.S. public sentiment shifts. Concerns over Iran and economic policies might influence American financial support, affecting Israel's economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.